broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Great, good morning. It is January 14th, 2017. Gorgeous day. You got to get out to play a round of golf. No wind. That makes your course probably, well, defenseless. And that's kind of what's happening here at the Wailea Country Club. You can also come down and watch records, history being made here at the Wailea Country Club. Parking is available with shuttles. You can go to the Hunakai parking area. That's the Hunakai Park, and park there. Catch your shuttle. It'll bring you right down. And we're seeing the young guns, the stars, the Tournament of Champions champ, Justin Thomas. I mean, he goes out and amazes the crowd at Kapalua, and then he comes to the Sony Open in Hawaii and shoots a 59 on Thursday. And Mark Rolfing, NBC and Golf Channel analyst, and of course, founder and president of the Chicago Park Golf Alliance, Mark Rolfing joins us now here. The clubhouse is overlooking the gorgeous coastline along the Kahala Hotel, the Wailea Country Club. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Danielle.
Was that amazing seeing?
I don't know what to say. Usually I have plenty of words at the tip of my tongue, but I don't now for what Justin Thomas is doing. Remarkable.
And he, 23 years old. This makes him, not only did he shoot the 59, he follows the 64. He has the lowest scoring after two rounds on the PGA Tour, and from what I understand, all the tours.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. The next best score after a player on the PGA Tour shot 58 or 59, the next best score the following day was 68. So Justin Thomas broke that record by four shots yesterday.
And that's the thing. You know, first off, he goes and wins the Tournament of Champions. And he does it in impressive style. The last day, there was a little clutch, right? But he comes back. He's very calm. He doesn't let Hideki Matsuyama shake him at all. Then he comes here, and you expect him to kind of like be cruising on the high. But no. How did he get a 59 out of Wailea Country Club?
He really grew up as a golfer, I think, last week. It's interesting. I was talking with Bobby Kerr and Danielle on Tuesday out here at the Pro Junior Shootout. And Bobby reminded me that 3 years ago, I think it was, on his show one day, he was talking about Jordan Spieth. And there was this young kid getting ready to begin his PGA Tour career, and right at the beginning of it, his name was Jordan Spieth and how good he was, and yada, yada, yada. And I said, Bobby, there's a kid that I think is just as good as Jordan Spieth, and his name is Justin Thomas. And we watched Justin during the 3 years that Jordan was doing his thing, and I really think it was a matter of Justin not really realizing how good he really is, and he wasn't as mature a golfer as Justin Spieth. Hadn't played as many PGA Tour events and really gotten his feet wet. But I thought getting ahead on Sunday last week and then kind of blowing the lead and getting in a real tense situation with Matsuyama did more for his sort of emotional capacity as a player than anything he's done in his career. That was his biggest win by far. And I had a sense when he got here he was going to play well. Did I see 59? No, but I knew he'd play well this week.
And he is actually, from college, a stronger player than Jordan Spieth was. He was the Collegiate Player of the Year.
Yeah, he had a tremendous record in college. Didn't have the immediate success that Jordan did. I think he pressed a little bit at times. But he's a better driver of the ball than Jordan. He hits the ball quite a bit further. He's just a wonderful driver of the ball. And, you know, I remember watching him last year in Hawaii, particularly over at Kapalua. He was the first guy jumping off the cliffs early in the week and doing all sorts of things in the water. And then here this week, you know, we're watching Jordan and Smiley Kaufman dump their kayak. And in the meantime, Justin's out practicing. That's the way it was last week, too. He's working hard.
He is working hard. He split the fairway on 12 with a 355-yard drive, long and straight.
Yeah, and he hits the ball really high. That's one of the reasons why he's having a lot of success here at Wailea. These greens firmer than they were last week over at Kapalua. And, you know, he's just a tremendous combination of precision and power. He's putted remarkably well the last couple of weeks.
How tall is Justin Thomas?
Well, he's not 6 feet, I can tell you that.
Right.
I look down at him, he's probably in the 5'8" to 5'10" range, but he doesn't weigh 160 pounds. He just generates incredible speed. He wears metal spikes just so he can have some attachment to the ground when he's in the impact area, because both feet are almost off the ground.
I noticed that. It's like he's...
up on his toes. He's just really generating as much power as he can. And you can see the confidence he has, because he is swinging hard. The harder he swung last week at Kapalua, the straighter he hit it.
That's amazing.
Yeah, really is.
And then there's the putting. See, we were watching... and I feel bad for Jordan Spieth because, you know, he was last year's golden boy, you know, the year before his golden boy. And it's really hard on the tour, and I don't like talking up these kids because, you know, he wins two majors, he's going to be the next Tiger Woods, he's going to do this and this and this, and then, I'm sorry, Jordan's not having a really great time right now. And here comes his collegiate rival, you know, and they're friends. Right? I mean, they're still buddies to a certain degree.
They are.
Right? And now we're talking Justin Thomas, you know, breaking records, and he's the youngest to do this, and the youngest to do that. But he said something really good, and I think it was in the interview after yesterday, 64. He said, this may be the last tournament I win, or I could win 60 tournaments. We'll know in 30 years. And that... I think with that mindset, don't you think that helps?
Got a great perspective. I will tell Jordan today that Danielle is concerned about you. She feels bad for you, Jordan. So putt better, so we don't have that situation anymore.
All right. Let me just back
I'm
up.
I'm not feeling bad for Jordan Spieth right now.
I'm not either.
What I'm saying.
I'm not either, and I'm feeling bad for him. It's just there is an ebb and flow. There was the Tiger Woods that was just dominant for 10, 12 years. 79 wins. You could count on that kid to win 25% of the time. And today, we're looking for somebody, it seems, to be that dominant. And I just don't think we're going to see that. I think we're going to see some kid come up, and then another one, and then maybe the one that was up 3 years ago is going to come back, and they're just going to compete. And that's going to make and drive this tour. It's going to be as fabulous and competitive as it is today in the future, with the European Tour players coming on strong as well.
You know, over the years, Danielle, you've become a really good golf analyst. You're absolutely right. There's never again going to be domination in this game. A couple of reasons why. One of the main reasons is these young kids are so much more ready to win at an early age than when I was a junior golfer. When you know, even Michelle Wee, when she was a junior golfer, let's say, it's really changed a lot in the last 20 years. And I think it's in part because the instruction is so much better in today's world. They're more physically fit. They've got the Golf Channel. That's had a huge impact. They're watching the Golf Channel 24 hours a day, and they're learning how other players have done it. They're seeing destinations, and they're traveling, and they're doing all these things. They're way more ready to win. But the other thing is this equipment is so good in today's world that it levels the playing field. It really does. And it's not just the big-headed drivers that hit the ball farther. It's things like L wedges and 64-degree wedges, where they can drive it all over the place and get it up and down. And it's these hybrids that there's only a couple of guys in this field that are carrying 2 irons, because there's only a couple of guys that can hit 2 irons. But the hybrids, the 64-degree wedges, all of that equipment technology has leveled the playing field, and that's why you won't ever see a totally dominant player again.
That's interesting. We're talking with Mark Rolfing, a Golf Channel and NBC Sports analyst. And, of course, he is also the founder and president of Chicago Parks Golf Alliance, and it's a fabulous project. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to take a real quick break. There's so much to discuss with the new PGA Tour commissioner coming on board, a gentleman who really seems to, you know, I see what his political kind of couching of things along the lines of pace of play. And it was interesting to hear Jason Day say, something like, I'm going to go back to getting comfortable with my pace of play. I'm not necessarily going to try to hit it in a quick way. I seem to be playing better if I want to stop and pull back and set, reset. And others, I was like, wait a second, how can you say that? I think I'd like to talk with you about the PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan and, of course, more about with Sony Open. We're live at the Sony Open. And if this is, do you think this is the best Sony Open we've seen in years?
Everyone is the best one. I mean, I just so look forward to this tournament, Danielle. But, yeah, I think in a lot of ways it is. Great having Tad Fujikawa back in the field, for example. There were just so many different little storylines at the beginning of the week here. You know, lots of Hawaii players, a handful of them in the field, which is unusual and good. For the event, I think. So, yeah, this has been a terrific Sony Open.
Jared Sawada.
Playing this weekend?
Yes. And he made the cut, and he's tied for 38. I mean, he shot a 68-66. Just really great play here. We're going to come back, take a break. We're talking with Mark Rolfing. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And I want to thank the people who make this show possible. All of our sponsors. The Sony Open in Hawaii, the first full field event of the PGA Tour season this year, that is. On the PGA Tour in the new year. Wailea Country Club, and it's until the 15th, until tomorrow. So you need to come down today. Go to Hunakai, and when you're traveling, don't bring any large bags because you just can't take them on the course with you. There's some really strong security in place, so just bring put a credit card, your phone, and a little tiny bag, and then just bring that down, and you'll just enjoy being lighter. You don't want to have to carry a bunch of stuff. And you can have your car parked in a nice, secure place like Hunakai, and then you'll be shuttled over. Alan Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialist. They're on Oahu and Maui. That's Alan Nakata, and his number is 548-7526. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes. Hosted the PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. It's the Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Futurastone, if you're doing something, even if it's your warehouse and you want to do a warehouse showroom, you need to get in touch with Futurastone. Master craftsmen can turn your building, your company, your home project, or your warehouse project into artwork. Futurastone, only the best. Creative Plumbing, You know, it doesn't matter what size building you are, what size project you're doing. You can do 20 acres. You can do a quarter acre. You can do an itty-bitty tiny duplex. It doesn't matter. Creative Plumbing. It's got to be done right. It's your plumbing. Call Creative Plumbing. And Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, provide lasting security and safety for your business. It's Rainer Doors. We're talking this morning with Mark Rolfing, NBC Golf Channel analyst, founder, president of the Chicago Parks Golf Alliance. Our leaderboard is magnificent. Justin Thomas, Gary Woodland, Hudson Swafford, Justin Rose. Did you know Justin Rose is playing in the Sony Open in Hawaii? And we also have Zach Johnson, who decided all of a sudden to come on strong and get into the mix. So it's really quite phenomenal. We have a number of great, Jared Sawada, I just mentioned him a few minutes ago. Fabulous performance, and I'm talking with Mark Rolfing. Mark, one, and of course I was watching you on Friday on Golf Channel. You've been on television. Have you been on television all week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
I haven't. They actually pay me to do that. Can you believe that? Quite a concept.
Magnificent. No, but somebody said, Mark, you're here on Friday. And I thought, I hadn't thought about that. Is that unusual? And then we were talking yesterday. And, of course, in my mind, I'm sitting right there with you in the tower, as I say we. You're talking about the ball striking of Jordan Spieth, that probably no one is striking the ball better than Jordan Spieth, even Justin Thomas. But he's just not getting the green.
Right. Yeah. You know, if you take a look at last week, even Danielle, Jordan Spieth made 26 birdies and an eagle. Just an incredible performance. Had a couple of bad swings. I made a comment yesterday that he, every once in a while, tends to just check out mentally a little bit. I don't know whether his mind is wandering as he's looking out at the ocean or whatever, and he gets a little bit frustrated. We've seen that particularly with his putting. He's much better than he was at a younger age. He had a pretty bad temper when he was a junior golfer, and I think Michael Greller, his caddy's done a lot to sort of rein in Jordan Spieth, but he is hitting the ball extremely well, and he's not going to win the Sony Open, but he will leave Hawaii saying, I had a really good 2 weeks at Kapalua and Sony. I got to clean up a few mistakes, and I am still looking at a monster year for Jordan Spieth right now.
I saw Jordan right after that. It was Friday, and he said something to the effect of, I shot myself out of this tournament with that shot on 17. I got frustrated. It was a rookie mistake, but maybe I can – he didn't say maybe, but I can finish in the top five. And what did he do? He went to number three. So he does have that thing that, you know, sometimes you'll forget about a golfer. He doesn't play well on Thursday necessarily. He doesn't play well on Friday, but he makes the cut. And then on moving day, all of a sudden he's like, wow, what did he do? When you talk about checking out mentally, I think that's such a huge, huge point for the recreational golfer too. Hydration's important, but a lot of us do that, don't we? When all of a sudden you're playing and you think you're doing well and then something happens to your head and you wake up and you're like, wait a minute, I just lost three holes, and I'm down here in, you know, hell. How am I going to get back?
Yeah, if you think about it, Danielle, a typical round of golf for the average recreational golfer, let's say, is 5 hours. If you're out there for 5 hours, the total amount of time that you're actually striking a golf ball out of those 5 hours is maybe 10 minutes, let's say. So you've got 4 hours and 50 minutes of something else. And you really, if you are checking out mentally, and if you're not using that other time to get yourself prepared to hit the next shot, two things are going to happen. Number one, you're going to play slower than you should be playing. And number two, you're not going to play as well as you should be playing. And some players have a tremendous capacity for not checking out ever. Justin Thomas is not checking out right now at all. And it was interesting. I watched him yesterday at the 14th hole, which is the dogleg left on the back nine. He hit a driver off the tee, just tremendous drive, drove it all the way over the trees. He was down there 80 yards from the green or something. The other two players laid up, so Justin was a full 75 yards ahead of the other two players. But he must have gone down and waited in the trees to play his shot and gotten himself mentally prepared, because our camera, after the other two shots were hit, didn't have time to run down. He had already played his next shot.
Wow.
Whereas some guys would either hang back with the other players or would have taken, you know, would have started their whole pre-shot thought process
after
the other two hit. He was ready to go.
Wow.
And I like that. Now, when you're playing great, it's easier to do that. But it was a good lesson, I think, for the average guy.
On Golf Channel, watching the Sony Open in Hawaii, Mark Rolfing, commentator, with others, of course, but cutting the corners. I think I saw this on Golf Central, that Justin Thomas, because of his length and the height, as you mentioned earlier, that he has the capability of getting, that he can cut the corners where on 14 the other guys have to lay up. That is, I mean, can you do that when it's windy?
Probably not. It's a little harder to maintain your trajectory and lines when the wind is blowing, although there have been some great wind players that didn't necessarily hit the ball low. I think it's a misconception that you have to hit knockdown shots all the time when you're playing in the wind. That's not the case. Tom Watson won 5 British Opens, and it's windy over there, and he's never hit a knockdown shot in his life. Fred Couples won twice in the postseason over at Kapalua. He's a high ball hitter. He never fights his ball down. So you don't necessarily have to do that. But what you have to do, and Justin Thomas made a point of this, he didn't have enough long tees when he came over here and actually had to borrow some. Because some of these holes at Wailea, like the 18th hole, those palm trees on the left have grown up so much that if you're going to hit it over the corner, you've got to tee it up a mile in the air, and you got to have a long tee to do that.
So, okay. That's a point that I hadn't even thought of. Tom Doak doing some of the renovation work here and the height of the trees. Are you seeing a lot of difference with what Tom Doak is doing hole by hole with the members working, of course, closely with him?
I really am. I love it. I've actually talked with some of the members about it, because the biggest renovation this past year was the 11th hole, which is right out on the ocean over there. It kind of backs up to the 17th hole, and that is a fabulous new hole. It really is a model. The model he used was the Eaton hole at St. Andrews. Bunkers are very similar in the shape of the green. I really absolutely love it, except for one thing. There's a lot of tents, a lot of golf carts, a lot of restrooms, a lot of stuff over in that area. And I believe Wailea has one of the prettiest stretches of golf, not just in Hawaii, but anywhere. I'd love to see some of that stuff moved a little bit away from the water, so that you had from the 16th green all the way down to the 11th green sort of an unobstructed experience with the ocean out there, I think would be really cool.
Uncluttered.
Yes. When you watch our shots of the 11th hole today, you'll notice a lot of stuff back there. And it wasn't one of those kind of holes where you had to really show the beauty of it before. Things have been cleared out. It's really a phenomenal hole now, so I'd say let's showcase it a little more.
Awesome, awesome. And I think it's great how Tom Doak, and I know he's working with someone who's actually on site.
Eric Iverson.
Thank you very much, Eric. And that working with the members so that they're comfortable with what's happening. But the idea will never look like it did originally, but it will bring back the character that Seth, darn it, his name just went out of my mind, the original Rainer.
Seth Rainer.
Thank you. Mid-Pacific Country Club is one of his, and, of course, on Golf Channel 2, Matt did a really nice piece on the courses that Seth Rainer built that you can play. And these aren't courses that anybody can play, the Wailea Country Club. So being able to see them on television is a real treat.
Yeah, and Seth Rainer actually never finished Wailea. He died a year before it was finished. But you can see a lot of the work that Tom Doak and Eric Iverson have done in terms of the research to really, when they didn't have a picture of an actual hole at Wailea, they went and looked at other holes in similar situations that Seth Rainer would have designed, and they could picture the green. And then in some cases, they use a different model. But they've done a tremendous amount of work. And, you know, I know the Wailea membership was a little split over it in terms of whether they thought it was a good idea or not. Part of the entire restoration plan has been some tree removal, which really you almost don't notice out there now because a lot of them were trees that were not healthy. And that's a good thing. So there's, I think, almost 300 less trees than there were, let's say, 5 years ago out there. They've done it very subtly and very well. But what does that result in? It results in better turf. This is the best condition I have seen wildlife in all my years.
That's magnificent.
And I think a lot of it is because of this restoration. It's given the sun a chance to get some of the areas.
Yes.
And the grass is growing. And it's become a really good test of golf wildlife has.
Our head professional, Kevin Carl, will be joining us in a couple of minutes to talk about how he's seeing the course change. Because, of course, as a head professional, he's playing it all the time here at Wildlife Country Club. But I started off our break last about the new PGA Tour commissioner. And you brought up pace of play just a minute ago. It would have been a nice transition, but I had to bring up the changes at Wildlife with Tom Doak and trying to bring Seth Rayner's feel, at least, back into play here at Wildlife Country Club. The pace of play, how would the PGA Tour commissioner enforce a quicker pace of play?
Well, first of all, I think you have to start penalizing players, and that's with strokes. Because the thing that really means something to players are the strokes, the total number of strokes. So I have to look at this list after Sunday, and the guy's money winnings for the week are going to be based on the number of strokes he had. You find a player $5,000 for slow play, it's not gonna make
it. You don't care.
No, right. You don't care. You give a guy a shot if he's in contention. Very difficult to do. Although one of the big differences that I've already seen, and I was talking to Slugger White, a longtime 35-year PGA Tour official yesterday, is that Jay Monahan here at Sony actually went to an officials meeting and met all the guys here at Sony.
My mouth is dropped open.
Yes, they said it was the first time they can remember that happening. And Jay, he's a younger thinking, big picture kind of guy, and he realizes that if golf is going to grow and if we're going to attract these millennials and get kids interested in stuff like that, they want instant gratification, and they don't have 5 hours to go out and play golf. And the PGA Tour is the role model as a group. So I really didn't like what Jason Day said. I hope he reconsiders, even if he does play a little slower, let's not say it, let's not talk about it, maybe we won't know. Just do it, do whatever you have to do to play your best, but we got to figure out ways to grow the game, and playing slower is not going to do it.
When you talk about growing the game, sometimes I think we talk a little bit too much about growing the game. We make it too much of a in-your-face thing, like you will grow the game. And I think that's what Rory McIlroy says, don't keep putting it on me. But I don't like his coming out and saying, I'm not interested in growing the game. It's not my job to grow the game. But with Jason Day, on television is what influences the recreational golfer. On television is what influences the young kid, the 20-somethings who are going to go in, the millennials who are going to come back and play. Now, if they're watching a guy stop and set himself up five times, as he said, Jason Day said, if that's what I have to do to hit a good shot, I'm going to do that. Well, that's how these kids learn. You said earlier, they're watching television. That's what they're doing. It's becoming a part of their consciousness. The guys watch television. Hey, he's doing it like that. Look how good he is. I'm going to do what he's doing because I want to be as good as him. We'll never be as good as them, no matter how many times I back off and try that shot. So to me, the camera not being on Jason Day every time he shoots, he does, we won't see it. So exactly your point. Quiet, Jason. If you're going to do that, be quiet. But I'm not sure I can see. I don't know that I can see Commissioner Monahan actually giving him a stroke penalty. Do you think that?
Well, he wouldn't be the one that would do it. But I think what he would do is empower the officials even more to be able to do it.
Okay.
And maybe tighten up the rules a little. The USGA, after the debacle at Oakmont with Dustin Johnson, instituted a local rule now that it's not a penalty, even if you cause your own ball to move in a situation like that. believe that if we don't address the three big issues in golf, which are it is too difficult for most of the young people that are taking it up right now, it takes too long and it costs too much. Until we deal with all three of those issues, we're all going to have difficulty. And I want to be sitting here 10 years from now with you. But if the game is flat and if we're losing players, and certainly if we haven't gotten kids involved in the game, we're not going to be talking golf on the golf club. It's not sustainable unless we grow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Kevin Carl is standing by. Would you like to stick with us, or do you have to go fishing?
No, I'll stick with you and listen to Kevin. I'm going fishing, but I got a good window this morning because the tea times are late here.
The tea times are late, so you can just go have breakfast and get ready to come out to the Sony Open in Hawaii at Wailea Country Club. You can park in Hunakai and just get the shuttle over. Remember, don't pack heavy. Just as light as possible because bags can't go on the course. That's just one of the security rules that they have here. It's absolutely gorgeous. And I heard a rumor that there are some really nice fishing rods and reels that may still be in the ocean. Maybe Mark Rolfing will stumble across them, but we'll be back after this. Kevin Carl joining us. He's the head professional at Wailea Country Club. We're not talking fishing with Kevin. We're talking golf. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
My doctor recommended Allen Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. The team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. Our dedication, commitment, experience, and empathy comes from the heart. Call Allen Nakata and Associates at 548-7526. Learn how you can hang on to what you have and keep your parents at home. Allen Nakata is your guide.
What's the big deal at the 2017 Sony Open? The Tour's big hitters take on Wailea January 9th through 15th. The 2017 Tour season means big names like Jimmy Walker, Fred Funk, Vijay Singh, Zach Johnson, Hideki Matsuyama, KJ Choi. Big drama and big money for Hawaii charities. Get tickets now at SonyOpenInHawaii.com or at First Hawaiian Banks on Oahu. Military free with valid ID. Admissions and bag policy apply. Check it out at SonyOpenInHawaii.com.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter, but really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
It's an absolutely beautiful day. Okay, the winds are variable, yes, and we'll have the more foggy conditions. Smoggy, but kind of boggy, kind of, that's volcano talk. Vog, the Vog is the volcano plume from the erupting volcano for the last 30-some-odd years. I remember when it first started erupting and everybody was like, yes, this is fantastic. Everybody's going to go come and want to watch the tourist attraction has erupted and everybody's going to love it. But we didn't think about this plume of Vog that was going to sit offshore. And when the wind switched, then it just kind of comes in and it reminds us that Mother Nature is creating land on what we call the Big Island, which is actually Hawaii Island, which is in the state of Hawaii. And here we are on Oahu at the Wailea Country Club, where the Sony Open in Hawaii is continuing. Is this the 51st year? I'm talking with Mark Rolfing, and Kevin Carl's going to join us. Is this the 51st year of the Sony?
It is, and it's remarkable. I emceed the Sony dinner over at the convention center the other night, which is always a great night. And Kaz Farai, who's the CEO of Sony, reminded everybody that next year is going to be the 20th anniversary of their sponsorship of the tournament. For people listening, it's pretty remarkable. It doesn't happen very often on the PGA Tour, where you have 19 consecutive years of the same sponsor at the same site. That is a really good thing.
It is a good thing. It's very good for Hawaii. I don't know that people understand how important the Sony Open in Hawaii is for Oahu charities. And I'm not just talking about what is earned from ticket sales, but because the Harry and Jeanette Weinberg Foundation matches all the money raised completely. It has rescued so many people in the world of taking care of others who can't take care of themselves at that moment in time. Children, the elderly, people who are just in between places in their life and they need help. And, you know, it's interesting, the Harry and Jeanette Weinberg Foundation has pretty much been there through the ups and downs of the financial times of Hawaii's economy. In 08, there was a huge collapse, and they came in and they did a lot of building and they did a lot of stuff behind the scenes that really helped. And they're always there for all of the charities that make the money through the Hawaii, Sony Open in Hawaii, and then, of course, the matching money from the Harry and Jeanette Weinberg Foundation. Big kudos. There's a great article about Harry Weinberg in it's Hawaii Business. It just came out, and it's really interesting. Harry Weinberg was a billionaire, an unusual billionaire, because he didn't spend any money on himself. He was like a hoarder, and then he gave it all away. $900 million when he passed went into this charitable foundation, which is now worth $2 billion. And he continues to give millions of dollars away all the time to make sure that people are taken care of. It was in his heart. When his apartment, which was right on the ocean along Ala Moana, when his apartment was renovated after he and his wife passed, and she was a fabulous artist, she has beautiful paintings, they still had the original appliances, the avocado green and the, this yellow, you know, the 70s? Those were the big colors in the 70s. So, no, he wasn't extravagant at all for himself. But his extravagance for others, you wouldn't have thought it back then. A lot of people thought he was like a grumpy old guy who wasn't going to do anything for anybody, but he certainly has. And so big kudos to the Harry and Jeanette Weinberg Foundation. Thank you so much for what you do. Kevin Carl, head professional at Wailea Country Club, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Mark Rolfing's with us.
Morning,
fantastic.
Kevin.
Good morning, Mark.
So we were talking about pace of play and about Tom Doak. Tom Doak was on my show a couple years back when there was just talk about the changes at the Wailea Country Club and giving it, not putting it back, of course, the Kahala Hotel. It's the Kahala Hotel, Mark. Is that what
that's what it's called?
Yeah, the Kahala Hotel. Kind of changed everything. But Mark Rolfing was saying how beautiful the condition is of the Wailea Country Club and that some of the changes getting the trees out. Tell us what you think.
Yeah, you know, I was listening to the interview earlier, and I wish I'd have taped it because Mark nailed it. I mean, we could have played that for our members here in a couple of weeks. But it's been great changes. We've taken out a little over 300 trees. It's drastically improved the turf around the golf course, but just small changes. You know, some of the bunkering, for example, on tournament number one, we'll move the bunkering from the fairway bunker from the left side to the right side. That's supposed to be our example of the road hole, in which Rainer always had a road hole on his golf courses. And of course, the road hole is a dogleg right. Well, if it's a dogleg right, it doesn't make much sense to have a fairway bunker on the left-hand side of the hole. So it's subtle changes that really made a big difference. And obviously, number 11 is a huge change. It's gone over extremely well. And really surprised to see that played the toughest hole, Thursday, but I guess you look at the whole location and the contouring of that green, it really makes a lot of sense that it did play the toughest.
I watched you on Golf Channel. You were featured, and you were doing a segment about playing the fourth, the demanding par three.
Absolutely. Yeah, another great Rainer hole. You know, the Biarritz with the big dip in the middle of the green. That green, we've got it back to its original size. And so that's a lot of what Tom Doak has done as well. He says, you have these great green pads. Let's get the greens back to their original size. So we gained quite a bit. I want to say a good 6,000 to 7,000 square feet just on that green alone.
Now, I have to ask the head professional, what's it like watching all of these players? And you have played in many events in competition. But seeing how defenseless this poor course is right now with the wind, like, it's not fair that you're playing it when there's no wind.
You know, it's funny. It's always this week of the year. It's amazing. Year after year, we get these conditions where it's just a little to nothing wind. And I think it's great. I think because it brings such great exposure to the golf course. Obviously, a 59 was unbelievable. But just one year. I'd love to see it one year when we get a good 20 to 25 mile per hour trade wind and just see what happens.
So they know what it's really like.
Yeah, you know, the little more the norm.
When you saw him shoot the 59 and then come back with the 64, did it surprise you?
It's impressive. It really is. And on top of that, I mean, to win an event, your first round back, you shoot 59, then follow it up with a 64. It is impressive.
Very much so. Now, we've got a huge field, though. I mean, I think we have one of the best fields at Sony that we've had in a long time when it comes to names. Because Jordan Spieth here, Justin Rose here, I was just Daniel Berger. All of these young kids are here, and I'm calling them kids, but they're young men who have really matured into the golfer and the person they are. When you were their age, had you gone through the learning of how to deal with the media? Did you have any of that kind of teaching?
I think it's just learn as you go, you know. But, you know, talking back to the strength of the field, this is my seventh year with Sony, and this is by far the strongest field we've had in the last 7 years. But, you know, it's not only, I mean, obviously we've got the great names that have come and participated this year, but they're at the top of the leaderboard, where we've had decent fields in the past, but problem is we'd have some of our top players not make the cut. But not only have they made the cut, they're in the running. So, I mean, really couldn't have asked for a better field and going into the week in a better leaderboard.
I think this really sets a good tone for the future, too, Kevin, because other players that, let's say, decided not to come to Hawaii for whatever reason, are now going to look at Justin Thomas. What's he done already? You know, he's going to be in the lead of the FedEx Cup. He's already made the Tour Championship, top 30. That's already guaranteed. He's made the President's Cup team. He has basically ticked off about five of his goals in the first 2 weeks of the year. And I think a lot of players are going to look at Hawaii and say, wait a minute, you know, I need to go out there, get started. There's a good chance. There's actually a lot of similarities. Everybody thinks, wow, the Plantation course is so different from Wailea. And physically it is. It looks different. But the grasses are similar. And just the being in Hawaii and the feel and trying to find the setting sun for some grain and stuff like that is very similar. So we have always had a lot of players that tend to play well at both places. Jimmy Walker, Zach Johnson, Ernie Els at both places. I think more and more guys are going to take a look at the beginning of the calendar year. It's not the start of the season anymore. And I hope Jay Monahan eliminates this wraparound season concept, whatever that is. The NFL doesn't call their season wraparound, and they go over the new year, and so does the NBA, and so does the NHL. I don't get wraparound. But I think people are going to look at what Justin Thomas and some of these guys are doing out here and saying, I'm going to go to Hawaii next year.
I think that's a really, really good point. And it also allows Hawaii to be mentioned all year long, as you said, because what Justin Thomas, now, of course, we're assuming, hasn't a come-from-behind player always won or has frequently won in the Sonium of the last four times? You say somebody from in back of the pack has come up and by three strokes they were back and they'd win. So is it possible that a Justin Rose or Gary Woodland could actually do this?
Well, Kevin, chime in. This thing's not over yet. You know, we tend to forget about a stretch of holes only because you don't see a lot of it on the TV coverage. But Kevin was just talking about the fourth hole out there, which is the actual back nine for the members. But that stretch of holes back there at 3, 4, 5, and 6 can be dangerous. And Justin Thomas could go out and play very nicely the first six holes today and be even par or one over par. He could be behind at the turn.
Wow.
By today. It's not likely, but he could be.
But it's possible. Kevin, your thoughts?
No, absolutely. As March was mentioning, that 4, 5, 6 is a great little corner of the golf course. Couple loose shots, and it can sneak up on you quick. But, I mean, you look at some of the scores yesterday morning. We had a couple 61 early in the morning. So it's the course is definitely there for the taking. So someone can go out and wouldn't be surprised if there was another 61-60 or so coming up today.
Yeah, you know, we're taking it for granted. He's so far ahead of everybody, but it's not necessarily a given that he's going to be the person who walks away with the trophy at the Sony Open in Hawaii. We're talking with Kevin Carl, the head professional here at Wildlife Country Club. Of course, Mark Rolfing, still here. He's going to go fishing. There's the stand-up paddle boarders here. The ocean is calm. It's perfect for reef fishing to go out and see if you can catch a little something along the reef here at the Wildlife Country Club. The sun's coming up. It's a beautiful day. Get your gear together. Go have a lovely breakfast. Tea times are starting very late. 10:30-ish is the first tea time. And it's just going to be just an absolutely beautiful day to go play around. We were also, Kevin Carl, Mark and I were talking about pace of play. And now, as a head professional, you deal with this on a daily basis because you're working with, and you've been in the golf business for a long time. Do you think that the pace of play that we see on television influences the recreational or avid golfer?
I think what influences the average golfers is the amount of time that some of our best players take over a shot and how much they analyze the shot before they pull the trigger. And you'll see the junior golfers go through the same. So we had the Hawaii Tourism Authority Pro Junior on Tuesday, and one of our kids, he took it 45 seconds to a minute before every shot, and it was killing me. I had to pull him aside and say, keep it going. But no, I think it does, absolutely. So, you know, with YLI, pace of play is 3 hours and 40 minutes, which is extremely quick, but that's just the culture of golf at YLI. Whereas if you play in 4 hours and 1 minute, you get a letter in your locker reminding you of what the pace of play is.
That's excellent, because I think more people would actually enjoy the game if they didn't think that they had to go through what they see on television before they hit a shot. I think we learn so much from, well, this is what they do on TV, so this is what I should be doing. I need to do this pre-shot routine rather than just going out to, you know, certainly check out your target, get your stance correct, you know, the ball set up, and then go. Am I getting the picture here?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. You know, the other issue, you know, in today's world is architects just aren't building courses like Seth Rayner built here at Wiley. The green tees are very close here. It's an easy walk. That's one of the reasons why this is one of the best spectator experiences on the entire PGA Tour. And folks, you should come out here today because you're going to actually see more golf per minute if you are out here as a spectator than you would at any other PGA Tour event. Some of these modern courses that are getting built these days are just so stretched out, and there's obviously real estate involved and things like that. But I really like the old style golf, and Wildlife Country Club is in, and there's
I think it's great, the fact that we have somebody getting a letter in their locker telling them that, you know, you've gone too long. And here they are, members of a country club that they pay a nice premium to be members and to play here, and yet there are rules. So I think if you take that to heart, if you're listening, that, you know, think about how much less stressed you'll feel by not overanalyzing something. And usually someone like Kevin Carl, who's also a teacher, would tell you, you know, the less thinking you do, the better you play. Correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, get out of your own way.
Yeah, get out of your own way. Exactly. Exactly. So when you're here, Kevin, what are you doing when you're on the course watching? What is your role when the Sony Open in Hawaii is playing at Wailea Country Club?
You know, a lot of our heavy lifting is done before the tournament starts. We have several pro-ams. We have practice rounds that we're responsible for the caddies and organizing. So we're busy from Sunday through Wednesday. And when I say we, I mean my staff and I. We have a lot to do up to that point. And then once the tournament starts, we get to enjoy the tournament a bit. And then it's just putting out small fires, you know, dead cards here and little things like that.
Yeah, putting out small fires. But it's been so much fun. The guys really have embraced just enjoying the water. Did you see them when they were cavorting in the water offshore in their kayak, the Smiley Kaufman and Jordan Spieth event?
Absolutely priceless. I mean, that was the best for the state of Hawaii, for the tournament. Couldn't have been better. I mean, it was great. So many people were talking about it as well. So I'm sure that gained a lot of traction around the nation.
Now, Mark Rolfing, you know, he's got some inside on this. And I'm curious, did Smiley Kaufman disappoint Jordan Spieth?
Well, Jordan said yesterday in an interview that he couldn't have picked a worse person to go out there with him than Smiley Kaufman. You saw first of all, Smiley had on a pair of fins with open toes, which if he'd have taken one step in the coral in the wrong spot, he would have been teeing off the next day. But his first cast, sitting on shoreline here, the plug never left the end of the rod. His grip was terrible. He was holding the butt of the fishing rod. I got lucky, Danielle, that the incident you were talking about, there might be some fishing rods out there. Typically, Jordan uses some of my fishing equipment over on Maui when he's there for the Tournament of Champions. And I had actually planned on loaning some of my stuff because I didn't know he was taking Smiley. I never would have done it if I knew he was taking Smiley. But typically, I'm the one who loads with the rods. I was late because Justin Thomas was shooting 59, and we had to go on the air on Golf Channel.
Yeah.
So they had to get some equipment from our good friend Les Tomashiro that they took out there with them in their kayak, and I did not see that equipment come back in the kayak after it overturned. My guess is there are three pretty nice rods out there somewhere near that reef. And
do you know exactly where they went?
I don't know exactly, but it's so calm, like you said, that water, that I might actually go out there and look around today and hit a jackpot.
What are you looking when you go out? Because reef fishing is so different. You're just kind of walking along. What are you looking for? How do you go about doing that?
Two different things. So the reef, as you actually go a little more toward Hawaii Kai and Cocoa Head, there's some flats there where the bonefish, the great ghosts of the deep, reside. And I use a fly rod for that. They eat these little crabs. You can see their tails sticking out of the water. So that is fly fishing for bonefish, or o'io, as they call them in Hawaii. It's the Hawaiian name. But when you get out to the reef, the prize out there is trevally, which are papio and omilus, and you use a completely different system. Now, the system that Smiley and Jordan were using was a non-system. That wouldn't have worked for either one of those. They had no chance of catching a fish. Let alone coming back without an injury. But as Kevin said, you know, we got more reaction to that incident. The Twitter was lighting up. It's, you know, late in the day, the first 2 days at the Sony, you tend to lose a little bit of your storyline because star players are done sort of for the last hour. So that was like Gilligan's Island, you know, for an hour.
Yes.
At the end of our show on Thursday, it was fabulous. The rating was big. People were watching.
was phenomenal. And I was sitting at home thinking, do these boys know what they're doing? They've just played 18 holes of golf, and now they're going into, and in this, the weather conditions that we have, the heat is magnified from the particulates. It's like it's, you're in a microwave just about. Then you're in the salt water, which kind of sucks everything out of you anyway. And then they're going to go play another 18 holes tomorrow. They're cavorting in the ocean. I was worried about their feet. I was worried about their... And Jordan looked just a little tired. You know, I'm not sure how Smiley Kaufman felt, but it was fun to watch. It was great television. It was great media. And, Kevin, have you heard of any other funny experiences that the boys have gotten up to? Which is kind of fun that I get to say that, you know, the boys that have gotten up to.
You know, I haven't, but I love the fact that they did their interviews without shirts on.
We could go into a whole segment here about clothing.
Well, that's the great thing about Hawaii, though, too, Danielle. For all the people that were watching, one of the taglines of the Hawaii Tourism Authority and the Hawaii Visitors and Convention Bureau is "Let it happen." Hawaii is the kind of place where you don't have to make plans. Jordan and Smiley really hadn't planned on doing that, I don't think. But as calm as it was, you know, and you just look out at this ocean, how can you not go out there?
Where did they get the kayak?
Well, I'm sure they're stacked up right down here. They probably rented it, although I imagine that SB got waves on them.
They hauled one out of the ocean. That's great. I mean, out of the, yes, the rack. That's great. Kevin Carl, thank you so much for being on with us this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me, Daniel.
Absolutely. And I'm just, is there anything that you know, wanted to talk about here at Wailea Country Club and the Sony Open in Hawaii that I didn't give you an opportunity, a lead-in question? I'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. The Aloha Section PGA is going to be giving free lessons this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be in the Spectator Village, so anyone's coming down to view the tournament, please make sure you stop by Spectator Village. It's located right next to tournament number 11. And if you have any young ones that are thinking about picking up the game, we're making clubs for them. So we're cutting down clubs, and we'll give them a club to walk away with.
Wow. That's fantastic. So if you have the clubs already, or do they bring a club to be cut down for the child?
No, they don't need to bring anything. Just show up. We have the clubs for them.
And you have the clubs. And just a question, you know, there's a lot of people with a lot of clubs. They don't know what to do with them. Is there a place where maybe people could bring those clubs?
You know, yeah. Good question. We've tried to team up with a couple foundations and unsuccessful, though. But we're trying to do this program now with our two main tournaments, the one being on Maui and obviously tournament champions, and here at Sony Open, where all of these lost and found clubs that people don't use anymore, that's what we're cutting down and giving to kids. So, you know, whether it be myself or David Havens, who's on Maui, we'd love to take the clubs and we'll find a home for them.
Fantastic, because I know a lot of people who have clubs and they don't know what to do with them, and they'd love them to go to a good use. So this is Aloha Section PGA. Kevin Carl is the head professional here at Wailea Country Club. And I have 10-minute lessons from the Aloha Section PGA members here at the Spectator Village. And if you have a child who's really interested in getting into the game or doesn't even know that they're interested but doesn't have a club to play with to find out, bring the kid. Don't need to bring a club because Kevin Carl, they'll make a club for your child, fit it to your child, so they learn right away the importance of club fitting. Kevin Carl, thanks so much for that.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Aloha. We're going to take a break and come back. I'm looking forward to Rex Hoggard. I'm not sure if I have to release our fisherman. Mark Offing, are you ready to go out there and get in that beautiful water?
I'm ready. I can't stand it anymore. I think I'm hours about my match. and not with you. I could spend all day talking golf with you, but that water looks pretty nice. I'm heading out there.
I got it, because I'm watching the paddle boards going back and forth, and I'm thinking, God, Mark, and they're here. We've got a swimmer, you know, and there's a jogger, but I haven't seen a fisherman. And, of course, we don't in Hawaii, you don't say that you're going to go fishing. That's, you know, because you don't want to warn the fish that you're coming. Just so it's a thing. It's a mama thing. Right, Mark?
It the mono thing. Absolutely. There's a couple of divers out there that I saw. It was magnificent morning at about 5:30, dark full moon though. And so there's a lot going on in that water out there, and I'm going to be there in about 10 minutes.
Aloha. Thanks so much for being on the show.
All right, thanks,
always
Danielle,
a pleasure.
As always.
We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futuristone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futuristone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing.
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Kapalua is where champions come to play. The Tournament of Champions returns to the Plantation Course January 4th through the 8th. The PGA Tour invites you and your family to come and celebrate the start of 2017 with us on Maui. See your favorite players like Dustin Johnson, Jason Day, Bubba Watson, and more. Tickets start at $15 for adults, and kids get in free.
Join me, Patrick Reed, as I try to win my second title at Kapalua's Plantation Course. Tickets are on sale at pgatour.com/TOC.
The big hitters of the PGA Tour hit Wailea for the Sony Open, January 7th through 13th. Come kick off the 2013 Tour with Zach Johnson, Webb Simpson, Bubba Watson, Jim Furyk, and Matt Kuchar. Big names, big stakes, big action. Buy tickets at friendsofhawaii.org or at any First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. Free parking at Hanukai and Kahala Community Parks. Visit friendsofhawaii.org. Friendsofhawaii.org.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to The Golf Club.
It is the 2017 Sony Open in Hawaii. We are at the Wailea Country Club, and it is absolutely spectacular. If you like stand-up paddle boarding along the Kahala Hotel, of course, there's the little park, but it's pretty much packed with cars right now. So you have to be kind of close by. If you're coming to the Sony Open in Hawaii, you need to park at Hunakai, and there's another parking spot that escapes my mind. It's Hunakai and the Kahala Community Park. And so if you go there, park your car, get your shuttle, don't bring a bunch of stuff with you because they're very tight about security. So no big bags are going to be allowed into the Sony Open in Hawaii on the course. So you want to, and you want to travel light anyway. Who wants to lug a bunch of stuff around? You want your water bottle because you definitely don't want to be dehydrated. But there's water here, so there's everything you need. We have an incredible leaderboard. We have Justin Thomas. We have Gary Woodland. We have Hudson Swafford. We have Justin Rose. We have Zach Johnson, who all of a sudden popped up. I mean, he got serious about playing after Thursday and Friday. Just made the cut, and then, well, not quite just made the cut. I mean, it seemed like he wasn't going to make the cut, but then he really played well. Webb Simpson, Charles Howell III, Luke List. I have a friend out there who's really going, you know, Tony Finau, Russell Henry, Russell Knox, Saloshi Kodara. They're all tied for sixth. We have one of our Hawaii's own who is playing. He's tied for 37th or 34th, and it is Jared Sawada. Congratulations, Jared. Great to see that 68, followed by a 66. Awesome playing. And then Daniel Berger, Jordan Spieth, Hideki Matsuyama, of course, also in the field. But we all expected them to be a little bit higher up on the leaderboard. I don't think anyone expected Justin Thomas to shoot a 59 and a 64. Now, how often does that happen? He's got a two-day scoring record, the youngest with a two-day scoring record. And I have the pleasure and honor to say that GolfChannel.com senior writer Rex Hoggard is joining us. The clubhouse is now here at the Wiley Country Club. It couldn't be nicer for us to actually get to meet. Rex, welcome to the show.
You got a pretty good view of the office.
My office is awesome.
That's not bad at all.
And I have people with desserts and stuff coming in and coffee. I mean,
yeah, but to answer your question about how often does that happen, somebody open with a 59 and a 64, never. I mean, it was a 36-hole scoring record, so it's the first time. And it's been an amazing run if you consider what Justin has done over the last six rounds, really, going back to Maui last week.
It is truly. After Maui, and then, you know, after Maui, most guys don't come here. After winning, they just go on to their next someplace on the mainland. But this year, having him leave and then come here, it was fantastic. And then knowing that Jordan Spieth is going to be here, Hideki Matsuyama is going to be here.
Yeah.
And then what surprised me is I didn't know Justin Rose was going to be here. Was that a... Tell us about that.
Well, kind of a decision on his part. There's a new tour regulation this year, and it's really, you know, they try to spread the wealth around, I guess is another way of saying it. Get guys to diversify their schedule, play events maybe they haven't played in the past. And in this particular case, what they did is, and it's the first year of this rule, if you did not play 25 events in the previous year, you have to add an event to your schedule that you have not played in the last 4 years. In Justin Rose's case, he looked at the schedule, and I spoke with him about this yesterday. And once you get into the summer, for him as a European player, it was going to get very, very busy, so he decided to come back. He's played here before, but I don't think since 2014, maybe.
It's been a while. I have a funny story about Justin Rose playing here. It was when he had just started on the tour, and he was waiting to see if he was going to be able to play. He was, like, on standby to see if anybody was going to drop out. And he got the call, and he had 5 minutes or something like that to get. And he was running down the Kahala Hotel lobby, in the hotel room, the floors. And this is from Bob Bubka. And, you know, Bobby Bubka has all of these little inside stories. And he's putting on his pants, his trousers, dressed, but he's getting his trousers on as he's running to the, you know, that this, I mean, when they say you've got to be there for your tea time, they don't wait, do they?
Oh, no, no, no. It's a stroke penalty if you show up late. So in this particular case, it's an alternate. I don't even know if he was late, if they'd even let him in.
Exactly, exactly. So he was struggling. But now Justin Rose is Justin Rose, and he has, when they created this new rule, you said Justin Rose is a member of the PGA Tour and the European Tour, or is he? Tell us about
it. Well, his schedule is very packed because of the stats of the player. So once you start getting into the middle of the season, July, August, I mean, it gets very, very busy for players like that. I think a lot of players looked at it. For example, I mean, Justin added this event to fulfill the new requirement. Paul Casey added the Safeway Open a few weeks ago in Napa just because it was easy for him. I think a lot of guys you'll see over the course of the season, at some point, Jordan Spieth will need to add an event. So it'll be interesting to see what he adds with his schedule. I think Roy McIlroy is in the same category. It's a very good solution to what has been a long-time problem on the PGA Tour. You couldn't identify tournaments that needed help because that's just going to create a bigger gulf between the haves and the have-nots. In this particular case, and I did a story about this a few weeks ago, players who did not play 25 last year, by and large, got a very lengthy list, 10, 15 events, that they could add to fulfill the new requirements. So that gives them the opportunity of picking and choosing and giving an event that probably wouldn't have a big name in the field.
That's excellent.
Yes.
And in this case, in the Sony Open in Hawaii, with the way things were unfolding, adding Justin Rose, who now is coming up to the top of the leaderboard, and this has always been an event that, not always, but usually the people who are in the lead after 36 holes don't necessarily win. Some of the come-from-behinders have been winners of this event, So here, this is a perfect example, although five strokes is a considerable lead, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting because, again, we pointed out what the run that Justin Rose has been on. And at some point, even at 23 years old, you're going to run out of steam. So you worry at this point, you know, how much more does he have in the tank? I'm not going to be surprised if he finishes with two rounds of 65 and wins by six strokes. I mean, he's just playing that good. But
yes,
sure, there's the opportunity there for him to run out of gas, as I think.
Yes. But I just never want to paint someone into the winner's circle until they're actually gone through the Saturday, Sunday, right?
You know, it's a long way to go. And I'm watching Dossian above
right.
your shoulder. What's the name of that island right there? Does it have a name, or is that just kind of
Which island? You mean the little one with the palm tree on it, or
the one
way in the distance?
It's in the background of all of Todd Lewis's interviews.
Okay, well, there's Cocoa Head that's way in the back over there. And then the little island in the middle, that's kind of man-made by the Kahala.
Oh.
So whether it has a name is, I don't know. Maybe the Kahala Hilton has given it a name. I'm sorry, you'll have to write that down for me, okay? Because I can't hear you with my headset on. But it's Kahala's island. It's ours. Kahala called it.
And the reason I ask is my son was watching the coverage the other day, and he asked, he goes, are you staying on that island? And I go, well, yeah, it's one big island that I'm staying on. He goes, no, the one I can see on TV, and I know I'm not staying on that island.
That's a little tiny island.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's cute, though. It's lovely with the palm trees. We really should be asking someone who might have been here for a long time. I've been here my whole life, but I don't know the, yes. Now, the background was interesting about looking at on television is how beautiful the sky looks on television, and you don't see the haze as much as you do when you're here.
Did not know it was called bog.
Bog.
Is that right?
Yes, bog, and it's because volcano.
The winds are in the wrong direction, right?
And the volcano is erupting, and it's been erupting for over 30 years. So as the volcano erupts, it sends all this pumice into the air and all this stuff. And it's called a bog plume, and it sits normally south of the big island. Literally, they have a map that they show on television during weather moments, and it's in green, and it sits off there. But when the wind is variable, or out of the south particularly, because we're south of the big island, Hawaii Island, it'll just come over here, and it'll remind us that this Pele is quite active. On Hawaii Island, yes. And then everything's brighter because of the way the sun shines on all those objects in the air that you can't see.
And
that affects people's nose. So if you're feeling a little teary-eyed or nasally, most people have problems with the fog. We're talking with Rex Hoggard. He's a golfchannel.com senior writer, investigative reporter, also Marine, and always a Marine. So I'm really kudos.
Thank you.
Right.
No, I had a chance earlier in the week to go over to Kanoe Bay.
Yes.
To see some friends of mine and play golf over there. And it's been forever, so it was fun to go back over there.
That was awesome. There was the Wounded Warrior program over there as well that they had on that. And that's great to see the guys come out and work as hard as they do. I'm a good friend with a gentleman who started the Wounded Warrior program at Belvoir.
I believe he just won the PGA.
Yes, the
American
Patriot Award.
That was fantastic.
Yes.
I sent some emails.
Yes.
What a wonderful program.
Yes, Links to Freedom. Links to Freedom. So if you're ever looking for a good organization that you'd like to get involved with, get in touch with him. So we're talking with Rex. We're going to come back, take a break real quick. And my name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter, but really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
What's the big deal at the 2017 Sony Open? The Tour's big hitters take on Wailea January 9th through 15th. The 2017 Tour season means big names like Jimmy Walker, Fred Funk, BJ Singh, Zach Johnson, Hideki Matsuyama, KJ Choi. Big drama and big money for Hawaii charities. Get tickets now at SonyOpenInHawaii.com or at First Hawaiian Banks on Oahu. Military free with valid ID. Admissions and bag policy apply. Check it out at SonyOpenInHawaii.com.
My doctor recommended Allen Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. The team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. Our dedication, commitment, experience, and empathy comes from the heart. Call Allen Nakata and Associates at 548-7526. Learn how you can hang on to what you have and keep your parents at home. Allen Nakata is your guide.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back in the clubhouse, and we're broadcasting live from the Sony Open in Hawaii in the media center here. We have a beautiful, beautiful view. I'm with Rex Hoggard, golfchannel.com, and he's senior writer. And I was wondering, you know, no one who's played the Wailea Country Club, who plays, you know, regularly, considers it an easy course. The fairways require you to be pretty accurate. The greens are very good greens. They're very good condition, and they're quick. And usually the wind is blowing. But now, of course, the wind is not blowing, and we have perfect scoring conditions for an accurate player like Justin Thomas is, who shot one drive was 350 yards on the par on 12, straight down the middle. The guy can cut the corners on some of the most difficult holes. I think number 14 is a good example of that. And so we have these fabulous scores from Justin Thomas. Scoring record, 59, 64, he's 23. He's in the Tiger Rory McIlroy sphere right now with this. But I'm asking you, Rex Hoggard, because this is happening here at Wailea Country Club, which a lot of players say isn't that difficult of a course, will that impact the way people view it?
I don't think so. And just to circle back around, I don't think it's an easy golf course by any sense.
Thank you.
If you look at it statistically, it's probably, I think last year was the hardest golf course to hold the ball in the fairway. And 18 is the perfect example of that. I was talking with Justin Thomas' caddy, and you can hit driver down there, but it is, you don't know what you're going to get. I mean, it doesn't matter how straight or how well you hit your line. It really depends on the bounce and which way it's going to go, and then you end up in the rough, which is very healthy this week. So I wouldn't call it an easy golf course. That being said, it's as easy as it was going to get, especially on Thursday. Wind came up a little bit more on Friday, and I think it's going to come up even more on the weekend. But it doesn't matter what golf course. I mean, you could have put them on Augusta National, I mean, Congressional, Oakmont. Pick a course under perfect conditions. When someone is playing like Justin Thomas, they're going to be able to shoot a number. Now, 59 is a pretty fantastic number, but no, I don't think you should look at these scoring records at all in conjunction to, well, he played.
He was
at the Sony Open. That, no, I don't think he's going to do that at all.
And how do you compare this to others? I mean, when you compare it to the field, you had some interesting conversations. You wrote a great article at golfchannel.com just about this.
Well, it was interesting. So if you go over the last year, we've had some very amazing rounds shot. Obviously, the 59 by Justin on Thursday, the 58 last year by Jim Furyk at the Travelers Championship. I mean, that's an all-time scoring record on the PGA Tour. But I started to try to put it in context, and it was amazing where you talk to players about, well, where would you rank this round or that round over the last year?
And what I really heard from a lot of players is you kind of have to look at it in conjunction to the rest of the field. So, by example, Justin Thomas's round on Thursday, the 58, it was 10.25 strokes better than the field average, which is pretty amazing.
It is amazing.
When you sit and think about it. And the best was Furyk. I think he was 10.54 strokes better than the average. But it stood out. How many guys, Zach Johnson, for example, when I asked him about this yesterday, he goes, look, I'm not taking anything away from a sub-60 round. Anything in the 50s is amazing. But he immediately went to Ken Duke's round on Saturday at the Players' Championship last year, and the golf course really got away from him. The greens were stupid fast. Zach said he would hit it to 20 feet and hope just not to pre-putt. The wind was howling, and Ken Duke shot a 65, which was about 9.5 strokes better than the field average. But the one thing that kind of stood out that everyone says is you take even the field average out of it, who was next? So on Thursday, Hudson Swafford was right behind him at 62. So he was 3 strokes behind. On that Saturday at TPC Sawgrass, Ken Duke was 4 strokes better than the next guy in the field. So you have to kind of quantify these things depending on, you know, where who's playing, where you're playing, what the conditions were like. Brant Snedeker during the final round at Torrey Pines comes to mind last year. I think he was the only round in the 60s during that final round. Crazy winds, 40 miles an hour, got delayed till Monday. So it was a fun exercise. I didn't get a definitive answer one way or the other, unfortunately. But it was a fun conversation, and it led to an enjoyable column.
Yeah. No, that we can find that at golfchannel.com.
Indeed, yeah.
That's the interesting thing about getting the inside look that you have talking with the players about just how they are, they look at things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, most of us wouldn't quantify, but when you say that, well, of course, it's the golf course. It's the conditions that they're playing. But it's how also, more importantly, how the other players have scored under those same conditions and how much better that score is.
Well, and the one that came up, and this is an apples to pineapples comparison, so it's not entirely fair, but last week the web.com tour started their season in the Bahamas. I don't know if you saw the first round coverage of that.
I did.
Just hoard, right? I mean, just blowing sideways. They shouldn't have been playing golf.
No, they shouldn't have been playing golf.
And so the gentleman, and his name is escaping me right now, but the gentleman who took the first round lead shot a 71. But that was 3 strokes better than the next guy, and he was about 9.5 strokes better than the field average. The
that
field
was
average
Kyle
was,
Thompson, was it? No.
It was not Kyle Thompson. No. Kyle ended up winning.
Yeah.
It was 9.5 strokes better than the field average. The field average was 80.4,
and he
to give
shot,
you an idea.
Say again what he shot?
He shot 71.
71?
Yeah, which was amazing. Yeah, I mean, when you're sitting here, wow, that's something. So, I mean, it's an interesting conversation. And it's kind of relative to what everyone else is doing. If everyone is shooting 61, 62, 63s, and someone just happens to make a couple putts and shoot a 59, it's a great score. I don't want to take anything away from Justin. It was a fantastic score. But if you put these guys under very, very difficult conditions and someone does something crazy like this,
yeah.
I mean, the one that stood out to me was, and I wanted to sort of quantify it. So if you go back in Tiger's career, he was never one to really shoot a, I'm talking about him in the past. He has not been one to shoot a 61 or a 62. The best spread I could find, and this isn't definitive, but he shot a 65 on day one in 2000 at the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach. And that was about 9 strokes better than the field average, but it was 6 strokes better than the next best guy.
That was Tiger. Are you enjoying the Sony Open in Hawaii? Do you like coming to Hawaii to cover golf?
No, come on. Really?
Did you bring your family?
I do not. They were going to come. Hopefully we can come last year. So this is the first year I've done back-to-back week. So I was in Maui last week and here this week, waking up every morning, paddleboarding in Waikiki. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's just a different environment than any other event you'll go to.
And you actually, you have time to do the paddleboarding, and that's wonderful.
Up at 6 every morning, go out and when it's still dark, and then I went out this morning right before I came out. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
So you understand Mark Rolfing's out there.
Did he? And coming on after Mark Rolfing's, like coming on after the Beatles. So I don't appreciate that timing, by the way, scheduling-wise. I'd like to do it another way next time. But is that when he was going out and
yes.
he was going to go paddleboarding? Good
no,
for
he's
him.
Actually, he's going fishing.
Well, he's not doing the Justin Thomas, I mean,
no,
Smiley
no, no, no.
Coffin,
no, no, no,
speed
no, no.
fishing.
No, no, no.
I mean, that was
no,
not
no, no.
good.
That wasn't fishing. You can't reef fish the way they were. You have on the reef, you fish different than you fish with a rod and a reel. You have to go outside the reef with the rod and the reel. In the reef fishing, it's kind of different. So
the poles are out there still if someone wants to swim out and try to find the poles.
We were talking about that. And he's thinking about, he's not sure exactly, but it's so calm. He's just going to keep his eye out because those are really nice spots.
But Jordan was great yesterday, and he was kind of apologetic. And he said that the worst person in the world he could have gone out on a kayak with in those conditions was Smiley Coffin. He will not do that again.
See, no, you got to tell me. I've heard that, and I heard it. I thought, why? What's up with Smiley?
He's not a water guy. And he's not. You know what? I mean, he went to LSU and he grew up in the South, so he's not. And again, I grew up in Florida, but I grew up on the coast surfing, so you're a little bit more comfortable with the waves, even though it's a different scenario here. Smiley is not.
He would be the pig hunter guy.
I don't know if he hunts, but yeah, that would probably be a good way of putting it.
Yeah. So yeah, because we have a lot of hunters who go over the mountains, and you know, so
deer.
Deer hunting on Lanai and other places.
On Lanai, yeah, in Maui.
Yeah, in Maui, because they take over, and they get, and same with the, we have the razorback pigs, the wild pigs here. You know, they're kind of a mixture of all different, and they're out there in the mountains. There's too many of them, and guys go up to hunt them, yeah.
Play golf at Lanai 2 weeks ago.
Oh, you did?
Fantastic. It was so much fun. Yeah, what a beautiful golf course.
It is beautiful. Yeah. Absolutely gorgeous. And we're just about out of time. Any final thoughts from Rex Hoggard, senior writer of GolfChannel.com?
Again, we sit and talk, trying to put, you know, Justin Thomas into context, and you can call it the Aloha Slam, winning both Hawaiian events.
Yes!
Is that what you would call it?
Copyright 2016.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily.
They don't put off repairs till the next month.
Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now, done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it. Did I? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Mm-hmm.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2016.